Tough. Let's go. We are on, I mean, today's daf, Nun Aleph and Amud Aleph. We are actually on Nun Amud Beis. Okay, so, do you remember what was at the end of the Amud?
Yeah, we're discussing whether or not you can have a Kli Sharit out of wood.
Very good. And the maskana was,
we were using that as a, it's a machloket, but we were using that as whether or not to prove whether the flute service is in fact a service in the Beit HaMikdash. If it was, then it would prove that it was what some call it.
No, we're assuming that the flute, the question is the flute a Kli Sharit, right?
Yeah.
Moshe Rabbeinu made this tube out of wood, which was used in the Beis HaMikdash.
Whether or not we can learn from that's.
And what's the din, right? So the Gemara says it's Tola. It's a do you darshan klal or prato klal from the menorah, right? But I say the menorah klals after her miksha taseh menorah chazer b'chal. Or do you do it ribui miyot ribui? If you do klal prato klal, then it's going to be everything is kaina klal. It's only metals, right? If you do ribui miyot mi ribui, then it'll be everything except for a miyot. What's the miyot clay?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
That is a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Right? Amar Rav Papa. Ketanai. This is actually a machlokes tanaim. This nuns, we have in the Mishnah. Avdi Kohanim. Hoyu. Divrei Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yossi Oimer. Mishpachas Beis HaPagarim. Mishpachas Beis Tafaraya. Ma'amaum hayu shayu meisin le chehuna. Do you know what it's referring to? Have you learnt Mishnah Yas Tamid?
I have not.
Aruchin, excuse me?
I have not.
Okay, so it's talking about the people who minded the Kli Shir, right, who minded the instruments in the Beis HaMikdash that we used to play with the korbanos, right? Were they Avdi Kohanim, or were these Mishpachas Beis HaPagarim, or Mishpachas Beis HaParaya, or Ma'amam, whatever, how you pronounce that, right? These three families that actually, not only were they Vadai not Kohan, Avodim, they were Meisin LeKehuna, they were so Meyuchas that Kohanim would agree to marry them. Right, they knew exactly where they came from. Rabbi Kanina ben Andignus Omer Levim, how you they were Levim. My love, behakam if the gate man Amravanim Hayuka Savarikar Shira Bepe, Umanda Amar Levim Hayuka Savarikar Shira Bichali. Right, aren't they disagreeing on exactly this point? If you say they were Avadim, okay, so Avadim can argue something that's not that important. It's something that's really important, it's a Kli Sharis, right? Ikar Shira Bekli means that they would have used a Kli Sharis, but it's an Avoda, right? Ikar Shira Bekli can Avadim, Goyim, God, a Kli? God of Kli Sharis? No, must be Levim. Right, aren't they disagreeing about exactly this point? Right? And it says, wait a minute, but what does Rabbi Yossi think in all of this? If you say that it's Ikar Shira B'Peh and it's not a Kli Sharis, so then sure, Avadim are fine. And Rabbi Yossi says, Avadim are not fine. Rabbi Yossi and Abraisa said, they're from families that can marry to the Kohanim. Right. If you say that they are Ikar Shira B'Kli and therefore you need a Kli Sharis, then who's going to have to guard the Kli? Levim. But Rabbi Yossi says they weren't Levim, they were Yisraelim. They were Meyuchas Yisraelim who could marry Kohanim, but they were nevertheless Yisraelim. Right.
So therefore, explain that opinion.
Exactly. What's going on? Rabbi Yossi doesn't make any sense no matter what you end up saying. Right. So clearly they're not arguing about that. Ella, rather, Dechuli Alma Ikar Shira B'Kli. Everybody's going to agree that no, they're not a Kli Sharis. Ikar Shira, the main part of Shira, the main avodah of Shira in the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim did, bepeh, right? Uve haka miflegi, and they disagreed about this. Demar sabar, hachi avi maise, omar sabar, hachi avi maise. They were just disagreeing about what the maise was done. And was everybody agreed that theoretically avodim would be fine to go? Because they're not a Kli Sharis, but, right? Nevertheless, by the way, this is a real din, I should point out, right? The only people who are allowed to guard something that is a Kli Sharis of the Levim, and that's Beferish in the Torah.
This is
like for real.
This is a machloket metziyot then.
Yeah, but they had a machloket metziyot. What exactly was done? Right, well, did they use Avadim? Did they use Yisraelim? Or did they use Levim? But Lamaisa, everybody agrees on what they could have done. Okay? Lemay nafkamina, who cares, right? Lemaylin mi duchan leyuchsin lemayser ka mifligimandar mevalde mayukasavar ein maylin mi duchan leyuchsin veloy lemayser umanda sar damri israel mayukasavar maylin mi duchan leyuchsin avaloy lemayser umanda amra levi mayukasavar maylin mi duchan levein leyuchsin ben lemayser. What's the difference between these three statements? There's only one difference between these three statements. It, depending on who lemayser gar the kelim, you will then know what that says about his descendants. If you say it's avadim, then you'll know that whoever served as the guardian of the kelim, right, and whoever ended up playing the kelim, by the way, in the Beis Hamikdash, you can't know anything about him. You don't know what he was, you don't know if he's kosher, you don't know if he's pasuk, you have no idea, right? If he's Yisrael, if they were these miyuchas Yisrael families, then you know that if my ancestors played music instruments or got instruments in the Beis Hamikdash, then I can assume that that person is kosher. Now, the person whose ancestors did that, they're kosher, but they're not a Levi. We don't have any reason to think they're Levi, and they can't eat Meiser. Well, they can't receive Meiser, at least, right? They can eat Meiser for Levi, give it to them, but they can't receive Meiser. Right? And if you assume that they were really Levi'im, then that would tell you that whoever is their descendant can not only, is not only kosher, meaning not only can he marry a Kohen, he also can receive Meiser. That's really enough. I mean, and that's why this came up for debate, because we're not sure who these families really were. Okay? Rabbi Yirim ve Rabbi Yirimia bar Abba Amr Machikis Beshir Shel Shaweva, right? Rabbi Yirim Arba says, no, they didn't disagree. Remember, up until now we've been assuming that they were disagreeing about the singing that accompanied the Korban Talmud.
Yes.
Right, there was a Shir Shel Yom that was sung every single day with the Korban Talmud. We're assuming that was what the disagreement was. That was a bit. Says Rabbi Yirim ve Arba, no, we're not disagreeing about that. We're actually disagreeing about about actually playing the instruments in the Beis Hashoeva, right? Did you use a klitoris for that? And is that Doicha Shabbos? Right? De Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Savar Sim Klasi Yisivka Yaseira Nami Doicha Es Hashabbos. Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda said, it's Simcha Yaseira. Simcha is a very important mitzvah in Sukkos, and it's Doicha Shabbos even. Maybe it's Doicha Shabbos. Doicha Yisir De Rabbanon playing instrument on Shabbos, right? Rabbanon Zari, Rabbanon say Simcha Yaseira Eina Doicha Es Shabbos. Rabbanon say, no. The Zira still applies, right? Aval b'shir shel korban divrei akol avodah, but everybody's going to agree that when it comes to the shir that comes to the korban, it's an avodah, and even the less important bit of it, we agree, right, that really ikar shir b'peh, the main part of the mitzvah is the words, is singing the perek of Tehillim, and if you don't have an instrument, so you sing it without instruments. But having said that, because the avodah is to sing on the korban, so even the bits of it that are less important will be counted in doicha and will be doicha Shabbos. Right?
That would imply that
you can play these instruments on Shabbos.
It would have to be that the flute is a klisharit.
So, it's bad. I think what
no, we said they're not a klisharit. But even so, you can play it because the.
But if it's an avoider, then.
It's part of the avoider of the singing of the songs in the Beis Hamikdash.
So
right. Therefore, since it's part of the context of that avoida, even the bits of it which are not avoida can be done on Shabbos. That's the argument.
Okay, fine.
Right, remember, we're talking about kol kula and it's a derabbanan here. So, like, v'doiches haShabbos, right? Meisivei shir shel shoeva, doiches haShabbos. The singing during the shoeva is doiches haShabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda said that. V'chaimrim, Chaimrim said, af yom tovein doichen. Rachaimrim said, it's not even doiches yom to forget Shabbos. Right? Tiyuvta derav Yosef, tiyuvta. And so with this, that proves Rabbi Yosef, our entire deen up in this five stage was incorrect. In fact, the disagreement was about the simple space of Shueva, but everybody agrees that singing the songs on Shabbos and playing the instruments on Shabbos would be mutter for the Korban Talmud.
Wait, how do you see that?
Because we have a brayta that says it's literally explicitly the disagreement was about simple space of Shueva. The disagreement was about simple space of Shueva, implying that singing the songs on the Talmud would not be a problem. According to everybody, you could play instruments with that. Okay? So it says, Leima b'shir shal shaleva hu d'pligi ha'ba b'shir shal korban divrei ha'kol d'ches ha'shabbos. Doesn't that mean that in a shir of simchas beis ha'shaleva they disagree, but when a shir on the korban tamid, everybody would agree it's d'ches ha'shabbos? So Leima t'avi t'yuvta de Rav Yosef, doesn't this prove Rav Yosef wrong? Amar lach Rav Yosef would respond, pligi b'shir shal shaleva b'hu ha'din l'korban. They disagree about both. But Rav Yosef will say, no, they disagreed about both points. It's not just about the Tzviva. They also disagreed about playing an instrument on the Korban Talmid. It was the same disagreement, right?
But haven't we just thrown him out the water completely? We did a Tzviva to...
Apparently not. Right, so the Tzviva, the Rav Yosef Tzviva. But then he came back and he said, no, there's really something he could say to it. Right. Right. And in that case, why did they tell us that they disagreed about playing instruments during Simchas Beis Shoeva? They should have told us about the Korban, where it's a bigger chiddush that you would be able to, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yoda. Right? No, that was exactly the point. They wanted to tell us not about the more important thing, which is the Korban. They wanted to tell us that even the thing which is much less important and where it's really not such a big deal to play an instrument, even there Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yoda thought it was okay. Right? That tells us how strongly he held this mission. Right? And it says, V'hakasani zeu chalil shabbeis shalei v'sheinu deicha lo'yeth ha-shabbos lo'yeth yom toiv. Zeu do'ayna deicha v'al der Korban deicha. But didn't the Mishnah say this is the chalil, this is the flute of the Simchas of the Beit Shoeva? That's not doicha Shabbos of Yom Tov. Zehu eino doicha. This isn't doicha Shabbos of Yom Tov. But the flute of the Korban would be doicha Shabbos and Yom Tov.
That seems to disprove him.
Isn't that again a problem for Rabbi Yosef's position? Mani, who said this? In name of Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Amar Shul Shalev and Ami Doicha Elav Rabbanan Vesi Yuvta De Rabbi Yosef Besarte Ti Yuvta. It says, if you would say it's Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda said you can play instruments not just with the Korban Talmid, but with the simplest place of Shalev as well, right? Rather, it must be Rabbanan, right? And this proves Rav Yosef twice over, right? Wrong twice over, right? Firstly, disproved Rav Yosef when Rav Yosef said that they disagreed about the Korban, but everybody would agree with the simple space whatever you can't play instruments. And now we've disapproved Rav Yosef when he modified his position to say they disagreed about both. Right, really they only disagreed about simple space shweva, but everybody will agree that when it comes to the Korban Talmid, you can play instruments on Shabbos. And Kal Vachomer and Yom Tov, right? Right, so then the Gemara says, but it returns to this issue. My time demand amar ikashira bekli. What's the svara of the person who says that the ikashira, the main part of shira, is really bekli with the instrument, not the words of tehillim? Dixit, as the pasuk says. But your mitzvah ki ola ha loisa ilola misbeach. Oveis achelah hechel shir Hashem vechasreis al yedei kli klei David melech Yisrael. Right, his Hiyol said to bring the Oila onto the Mizbeach, right? And when they started to bring the Oila, he started to sing Shir Hashem. What? V'ha-chatzeis reis. What's chatzeis reis? Trumpet. So that was totally, that's the main bit, right? My time at demanda amar ikashira bepeh. Why would you say that ikashira is really bepeh, is really the words, right? No, not the instrument. The Exodus of Pasuk says, by yikechad me'achatzeh lemechatzeis rim v'lem sharim lashmiya kol echad. Right? Right? The mechatzeis rim, the people in the chatzeis, and the mesharim, and those who are singing, sang together to make the same notes, right? Therefore, ikar shir v'pi. Here you can see that the mesharim are very important here. Right? V'idach nam yaktiv v'yomer chizkiyahu hachi kamar echel shir Hashem bepet. Aidei kli David HaMelech Yisrael levesu meitala. Right? Didn't that position, ikar shir v'pi, doesn't the person who says the more important bit is really the words and the singing, didn't he say, doesn't he know the pasuk says the v'yomer chizkiyahu hasuk? Right? No, this is what it really says. Heichel shir Hashem, he starts singing for Hashem, bepe, he starts singing words. Shir means words, according to this opinion, right? Why using the instruments of David Melech Yisrael? That's to make his voice nicer. Now we know that instruments, the singing accompanied by instrumental music is more pleasant, right? Ve'idach nami haksiv v'yikechad ha-mechatzisrim v'la mesharim ach yam ha-mesharim dum yad ha-mechatzisrim ma-mechatzisrim v'kli ach mesharim v'kli. And what? Doesn't it say v'yikechad ha-mechatzisrim v'la mesharim? Doesn't that pasuk exist for the person who's ikar shir v'kli? Not a big deal. This is what it says. Mesharim dum yad ha-mechatzisrim. The people who are singing are similar to the people who are playing the chatzeris, the trumpets. What's similar? already. Just as the people playing Chasroitzes are playing, are using a kli, so too, even the people who sang were using a kli as well. What kli would they be using?
Flute.
Singers.
Oh, so singers?
A how kli? Can they use a kli?
Microphone.
A kinora, huh? Right? Would be the one that would
use. Yes. I'm not really a bokeh, nor what instruments they had in those days.
I see a kinora, I see a harp, I don't really see another option.
Definitely not a microphone.
Yeah, okay, fine. Right. Mishnah, let's continue. Parenthetically, right? This Gemara has assumed something, which is... let's go with interesting, right? Right. There's a fascinating assumption going on here, right? That the shear in the Beis HaMikdash is an avoda. Right? Where could they have gotten this from? I ask you. Is the shear mentioned anywhere in Chumash?
I'm not sure.
Sorry?
I'm not sure. Maybe. Not.
No. It is not mentioned anywhere, right, in Chumash, to the point where one of the academics wrote a fascinating book about Vayikra called Mikdash Hadmama. Right, the Mikdash in Sefer Vayikra is silent. There's no speech. The only speech is Greg's class. Right, but nevertheless, and the truth is the Makor is not totally clear. Everyone has tried it. Greg's class tried to work out the Makor. It's not totally clear what the Makor is, but one thing is for sure, if you look through Sefer, in particular Sefer Yamin, right, it's constant agenda to stress the aspect of Avoida involved in singing. A constant comparison between the Avoida of the Kohanim and the Kohanim and the singing of the Levim. Right, and you can understand why. If you think logically, right, about what is going to appeal, what is going to be Avoida Hashem, right, to say it doesn't include the praise of God is bizarre. Right? And then that will have all of this complicated ceremony, right? And it somehow, there's no place in that to praise God is unthinkable. No? Yeah, that's what is what's going on here. Like I said, the specific question of the macro, though, is actually an interesting question. It's not totally clear.
Cool.
Mishnah. Mi shalai ra'a simchas beis ha-shoeva lo ra'a simcha miyama. Very famous Mishnah, right? Somebody who has not seen Simcha, basically, has never seen Simcha, he's never seen happiness. Right? When they went down on Motzei Yom Tov Rishon, after the first day of Yom Tov of the Sukkos, they would go down to the Yom Tov Rishon. Okay, in terms of the Beis HaMikdash, right, we have the chutz there, right? There's the yard, right, which includes the building and the Mizbeach, and then right outside of that, we have basically the Ezra's Noshim, right? So they would go down to the Ezra's Noshim from where? Yardu?
From the Ezra Sisho.
Presumably from the Azara, right?
Yeah.
Right? Umesaknin sham tikkun godol. And they would make a big tikkun. What's the tikkun godol? What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
What? Okay, so the Gemara is going to be actually topic of Gemara. It means they made a balcony for a woman to stand on. Right? So the men and women end up mixing up. Right? Menorah shel zav hayisham. They had golden candelabras there to light up the entire of the snoshim. The arba asefalim shel zav bereshem. They had these tremendous troughs made out of water next to the menorahs, right? The arba asulam esachalechavachad. And every single one has four ladders again, right? Again four. Right, and four children, four young Kohanim, right, and each of them is carrying a kad, a jug full of 120 lug of shemen that they would pour into each seifel, into each trough of oil, right, because they were going to generate these tremendous bonfires using these oil filled troughs, right, to make a lot of light, right? And what they use for a wick to so that they wouldn't just have this tremendous fire that would burn out in 10 seconds, right? What they use for a wick so that there'd be a torch. They would use the worn-out clothes of the Kohanim. Their worn-out mitzvah and their worn-out aprons. Their worn-out clothes of the Kohanim is what they would use, right? Uvehen ayu madlik, and they would use them to light the fires. Veloi hayachatzer b'Yerushalayim she'ena me'ira me'or beis hashalayim. And there was no house in all of Yerushalayim that wasn't touched by this great light that was being generated from the Beis HaMikdash. By the way, that's also a metaphor. Right, I don't doubt the historical accuracy of the description, but it's also a metaphor. It's saying that the light of the Beis HaMikdash reaches out and encompasses all of Yerushalayim. It's quite a beautiful metaphor, right? Chasidim ve'anshei ma'isa yimumatim b'fneihem. Chasidim, great, very righteous people, and anshei ma'isa, people who do many good deeds, would dance in front of them, ba'avukhe shel or shebideyen, with these, and they'd be carrying torches in their hands. Vo'imrim l'fneihem divrei shiris b'mishpachos, and they would sing praises out to God in front of these menorahs, right? Ve'halevim ve'kinoros v'nevalim v'tzaltayim v'chasros v'tzaltayim v'shir b'lein ispar, and the Levim would use all sorts of different instruments to accompany the singing, right? Right, and there were four on the 15 steps that went down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Noshim, right? Which were there were 15 tracks because of the 15 Shir HaMa'alos, Mizmorim that start with Shir HaMa'alos in Tehillim. Right on those, the Levim would stand with their instruments and they would sing. Right at the top of the gate from the Ezras Yisrael to Ezras Noshim, there were two Kohanim standing there with these gigantic silver trumpets. Right. And then it says, Kara HaGever. What does Kara HaGever mean?
Called out.
Who?
The lad.
So, there's a machlokes on the Gemara, and in the Gemara you know about this. Does it mean a lad, or does it mean a rooster?
A rooster would call out.
Right? Kara HaGever, Taku Ve'yiriyu V'taku. And straight away they would do a tkiya and a trua and another tkiya on these trumpets, right? Higiula Maila Sirius, when they reached the 10th step out of 15, Taku Ve'yiriyu V'taku again. They would do a tkiya and a trua and a tkiya. Higiula Azara, Taku Ve'yiriyu V'taku. They reached Azara, tkiya, trua, tkiya, right? Hayu token veholchin achemagin lashara hayoshara yotia bevizrach. Then they would keep doing tkiyus and truis until they reached the eastern gate of the Azara. Why, where does the eastern gate lead?
The eastern gate to go get the water. I don't know.
Yep.
Oh.
Right. Higiyu lashara yotia bevizrach. When they reached that eastern gate, now it's the Shara Mashiach, no? Yeah, I think it's the Shara Mashiach. Shara Rachman. Right, it's the gate that doesn't open until Mashiach comes, right? Higiyu l'shara yotzei mimizrach. They would reach that gate. Hafku pnei mimizrach lemayra. They would then turn west, meaning they would turn towards...
west.
The Kodesh HaKadosh. Away from the rising sun. Right, what do people think about the rising sun? It's a god. They're turning their back on this false god, the rising sun, towards the true god in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And they said, Ve'amru, Avoseinu shehayu b'makom hazeh achareihem el haheichal ufneihem kedma. Our fathers who were in this place, their backs were towards the haheichal, their backs were towards you, God, right? And their faces were east, which Sefer Tanach describes that exactly that event. That they faced away from the Heichal towards the rising sun and bowed down. Umishtachavim kedma l'shemesh, they would route east to the sun. Ve'anu ne'le'yayinu, and our eyes go to God, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, Hayushonim ve'omrim, right? They would say it twice. Anu le'ya, u'le'ya einenu. Anu, we are for Hashem, and to Hashem are our eyes. We look to Hashem as well, right? Which Sefer describes that event? Yechezkel, Perek Yud, right, discusses that the Sanhedrin, the Zakenim, the 70 Ziknei Ha'edah, the people who were in charge of keeping the Tam Yisrael on the right path, would face away from the Heichal and bow towards the sun when it rose in the Beis HaMikdash. As Hashem is leaving the Beis HaMikdash. Right, so there's a real statement saying, in the middle of the Simchas Beis Yisrael Shveva, why are we happy? Because we're not doing that. Okay.